This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Troy Hughes killing the montages lately. That was the humongous bombshell, if you want to call it that. Some people think it wasn't harsh enough. The Astros get punished. Loss of draft picks. $5 million fine. And their GM and manager suspended, then fired by the owner. Sean and RJ on your home of the Rangers, 105.3 The Fan. Derek Collin is going to check in here momentarily.
Ooh, good.
I want to know what he's been doing up so early. Now, back in the day, he never would wake up and be listening to this show.
No, he was waking up at like 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, sleeping in.
Yeah.
But he's got to get the, he gets older now. He's got to get that arm ready. He's got to get the run in, the rowing machine, all that stuff.
Yeah, let's ask him, Derek Holland, on the buyersafety.com hotline. You didn't used to wake up this early to listen to this show, did you? What happened?
No, I'm training in a different spot, so I have to drive a lot farther. I'm going to APEC in Fort Worth, so every day I'm up pretty early.
Yeah, I thought APEC, that's not like a video game you and Troy play, or...
That's APEC.
There's a lot of jealousy going on. I feel like... You're jealous of our relationship, of how cool we are playing video games together.
That's right!
Well, has he been in the Batcave like I have?
100% he has.
Ah!
And he's actually had some ice-cold beverages up there.
Oh, ice-cold!
We didn't even play video games up there. We actually watched football.
What?
And had some beverages.
You guys are watching Lemonade. Probably a Survivor Slam or something.
Summer
like
Slam.
Yeah, while you're
Survivor
over there watching
series or Summer Slam.
That's right. And
how do you mess this up?
And what are you watching? Below Bow? Is that your show? That
Below
you
Deck.
Whatever.
Below
Bow.
Below Aft.
Derek, give us a reality show that the missus makes you watch that you'd be embarrassed to admit.
There isn't one. She's not around right now. She is out of town. She's in Nashville.
Well, when you do watch TV, you got a Bravo show on, you got a Housewives show on, anything, a Bachelor?
She's not really big into those. The only thing I'd say we watch a lot of together is The Office.
Can't go wrong with that. That's real quick, Seinfeld or Friends?
Seinfeld.
Oh, thank you.
Of course, that's the right answer.
That's why we have him on. Troy, don't be like that. What did you think of the Astros' punishment? Too harsh? Harsh enough? What did you think of the news that came out yesterday?
I mean, it's tough to say. It's a good punishment, but at the same time, like, you know, I've had this discussion. I was talking with my brother and joking around and seeing some of the other people's response. And like Pete Rose, I get it. Now, this is going to be totally a little bit different because it's obviously putting more money and stuff involved, but it's still cheating. You know, that's the way I look at it, is cheating is cheating. And, I mean, it's just not right. I mean, you affected a lot of people's careers. If you look at it, like, guys are now taking arbitration that, you know, their cases, and they could have been playing against the Astros quite a bit. They could have affected, you know, those players making more money or whatever the case may be. And then also you look at the playoffs, and what people don't realize is we get a playoff share when we play and everything, and those teams that, you know, that were eliminated, they lost a playoff share. And, yeah, I get it. There's guys that are on the team that are making plenty of money. I know that's always going to be somebody's case to say, but what about the guys that, you know, just getting called up, or some of these guys that are getting put on the roster for, you know, it could be like a pinch runner or something that wasn't really with the team the whole year. These are things that are helping a lot of these guys. They're life changing because, you know, everything, being up in the big leagues, not guaranteed. A lot of guys can, you know, have something happen to where they're not able to be with the team anymore, or, you know, whatever the case may be. But I think a lot of this has affected some of these guys long term. And I think that's the thing that bothers me about it. And then when you look at it, like, what are you going to do? You can't take the World Series away from them, because at the end of the day, you know, 10 years down the road, we're going to look at this and be like, well, we know who really won because we saw the game or whatnot. But, you know, what can you do?
All right, without outing anybody, because I know, like, that's a big part, I think, of why a lot more people don't speak out on this, because their teams are doing something similar. Did baseball not drop the hammer harder because they know that a lot of teams do this and they would have to, you know, basically suspend every manager for a year? Like, how rampant is this?
To be honest, you don't really know which teams are doing it. I mean, think about, a lot of these guys didn't know that the Astros were doing this or whoever else the case may be. That I know the only reason why I say this is because I've read about it, is saying Alex Cora's on the hot seat. But, like, we don't know as players, like, you don't really see all of it. I mean, certain times, yeah, I guess, you know, you look at some of the video of the White Sox. I think it was, Farcor was pitching against them, and he heard them banging on the trash cans, and they changed up the signs and got the guy out. There's video of that was out. So, I mean, not everybody catches this stuff right away, so I don't know how many teams are doing this or whatnot. I can honestly say the teams that I was with, we definitely did not do that.
Derek Collin joining us here after the Astros get punished yesterday by Major League Baseball. Manager and GM both get fired by the owner, Jim Crane. What's the bigger advantage? What would you not want to face more as a pitcher? The guy juicing or the guy who knows what's coming? We're trying to compare this to steroids and asking if it's worse.
Well, here's how I'm going to look at this. No matter what, even if you do know what's coming, yes, I get it. It's going to make it a little bit easier to hit, but I still have to make that pitch, and you still have to make the contact. That's the thing that I get it. You know, they know signs because one of the most common things, I mean, if you get a runner on second, you got to change up your signs anyway because that's an easy way to relay signs of seeing them and doing it that way. That's been that way forever. That's part of the game. Like, that's to me, that's not cheating. You've earned your right getting out there and understanding what I've done signal-wise, and you've earned that to unlock it. Because I guarantee Bassett would say the same thing. When the guy's on second, they're going to see those things. They're going to pick you apart that way. To me, I just – facing one of the two, I guess facing a guy that's taking steroids is not who I would want to face. I'd rather face the guy that knows what's coming because if I make my pitch in the right area. Because, I mean, the hardest pitch in the game to hit is a fastball down and away. Mm-hmm. Whether you know it's coming or not, I still think it's a hard pitch to hit.
So within the game, Derek, do you think, like, players and other teams will be upset at the Astros over this stuff, right? It's not like, it's not that big a deal. It's gamesmanship. You do whatever you can to win. There'll be some anger amongst your player buddies and a lack of respect or some respect loss for what Houston did.
I mean, yeah, there's probably going to be a little bit, but I can't speak for everybody. I mean, for myself, yes, I think so. But for their guys, I'd imagine they would think the same way because it probably could have affected them in a certain way as a pitcher. But I just think it's going to come down to, we got to, you know, move past this. We got to try to clean these things up.
What do you have more football hope for, Michigan or your Browns?
And the only thing I was worried about was when I made the joke, I forget who I said it to. It might have been you talking about, when they were interviewing Mike McCarthy, I was upset about that.
Oh.
There's somebody said to me, I was upset because I wanted the Browns to get him.
Yeah.
And then I got upset, and they're like, well, maybe you guys can get Jason Garrett. And that definitely would have had to boycott that. But I would like to see – I like college a little bit more. I'd like to see Michigan get back and doing some things for once.
Are you getting a new coach and quarterback and team? You guys are 8-4 every year. Every year. Throughout your entire history.
Not every year. Let's go.
I know.
You know who Choppy's team is. Why are you letting him talk any smack to you?
We got more. We actually have more success than they do.
Second longest win streak in the nation now behind LSU.
Tennessee?
Yeah, we do, right?
The Volunteers? That's
true. Yeah, I've got like 7 wins in a row.
Just look up one thing. That's cool that you guys are doing it. Look up the most winningest college football program. Tell me who it is.
Yeah. You guys got a 50-year head start on everybody else. You and Yale.
Derek, if you had
excuses.
Derek, if you had to draft Burrow or Lawrence tomorrow, who would you take?
Burrow.
Ooh, there it is.
No hesitation. I mean, he's an outstanding quarterback.
He is outstanding.
Look at how well he adjusted yesterday. They were putting the pressure on him. He looked a little shaky, and then boom, he decides to take off and puts up some points.
All right, I'll try to get one of these Jason Garrett headsets and play, Blackout or Flash Tag with you and Troy, or you know, come
it's
on
a blackout, I don't think.
One of these pay-per-view events, and we appreciate you calling in. Thank you for turning it on, leaving it on, and good luck working out.
Oh, thanks, guys. The first bullpen. Let the Rangers know I'm still looking for a job. We'll work for food.
We'll work for food.
There he is, the great Derek Holland. Thanks, brother, on the buyersafety.com hotline with his first bullpen. You got a Rangers connection to this story?
So, 2015, all right? 2015, this is the season, the first series of the year at the ballpark against Houston. Bottom of the first, Rangers are batting. Top of the first, Ranger in the field. The replay phone in the Astros dugout rings. There's nobody on base. It's early on in the game. There's no reason for replay. It rings a couple of pitches later. Why is the replay phone ringing in the beginning of the game? Because the Astros had already, from center field, found out the Rangers' signs and were calling it into the dugout.
Oh.
This was not an isolated bang bang on the trash can. This was something that this team had been doing either electronically or with binoculars from the bullpen, or because it's the replay booth, that means they have somebody in the back with a video monitor checking the signs and calling in. There's no other reason the replay phone ring. And that is more of a reason why this Astros organization, top to bottom, and Jim Crane is going to skate because everyone thinks he did the right thing by firing them. If he really had conviction and wanted to do the right thing, he would blame himself and sell the team. It's never the CEO that gets blamed. Well, it's always the underlings.
Well, what about if he wasn't told?
He is paying for this stuff. At some point. You know, not every CEO knows about all the scandals going on in the office, but they do pay for it.
Yeah, but the CEO of Intercom isn't finding out what our extra mic cord is used for.
No, but if there's some kind of a ratings tampering with it,
yeah,
the CEO of Intercom might lose his job.
Might. But Gavin Spittle definitely would.
Yeah. Yes, absolutely.
I would like to admit to a rating scandal that we've been pulling off here. If that's what it means for Gavin Spittle, sayonara. All right, so we'll get into the Pete Rose thing at 9 o'clock. Thanks to Derek Holland for driving in on the way to the bullpen session.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.